With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into this edition of Road Trippin'. I am Allie Clifton, Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. Kind of going to pick up where we left off. We're going to do a little Warriors talk for a hot second, continuing the conversation, if you will, because there was a whole other element, more so from a big perspective with the game. I don't know if you guys saw the dunk over Dario Saric. Yeah. Anthony Edwards got the tech for just looking at Saric. Edwards' teammate Austin Rivers after the game on Twitter, X, can we stop giving guys techs for stare downs? It's stupid and takes away from the game. Happened again tonight with Ant. Y'all want guys to compete and play with an edge. It's all passion, nothing personal. Stop that BS.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
If you get boomed on, just you expect somebody to stare at you.
Yeah.
The Giannis one was bad too. The Giannis one was like a look at. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to dunk on you and then look everywhere around you? Go Stevie Wonder? Dude, that should like be the new thing. What?
It just go like this.
Well, yeah. Dunk it.
You're like, on you.
No, just, yeah. Go,
wherever
go
you're
blood
at.
Sport. Go blood sport, Channing. Like,
you guys are horrible.
I just don't get it, right?
No, what kind of stupid? It's like, can I just dunk on a dude? Can I dunk on a dude and immediately look away? Don't look at him. Don't look at him. That would be funny. That should be the best thing.
It
dunk
takes
on
away,
somebody.
Your fans like, want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I think the fans want to see that, especially during a regular season game. People are like, look at these guys playing with passion, right? It's like not everything receives a tech. If you start pointing at somebody's face like I fucking dunked on you and this, that's one thing. But like staring on like Beef Stew and Giannis are two grown-ass men, right? And when Giannis put him in a basket like a baby, like a sack of potatoes at the grocery store.
What did you say? Did you say Beef Stew? Who's Beef Stew?
Beef Stew. Isaiah Stewart. From the Pistons.
That's his nickname is Beef Stew?
Yeah, because he's...
His nickname is Beef Stew?
His name is Beef Stew, yeah. That's what the announcers call it.
That is an amazing nickname. That is an amazing nickname. Beef Stew. Oh, that's good.
Let me ask you about this one.
He gets added to the new nickname.
Richard, your thing sucks. Let me ask you about the other tech that you can get when you pull yourself up on the rim. It happened in the Laker game. It also happened in the New York Cavs game.
Yeah.
And announcers were talking about it too. Like, it's a quick pull. Like, why is that a tech? Why is that?
Pull up on the rim?
Yeah. Like, you dunk and you pull yourself up.
Let me tell you, the new rule should be if you can't dunk, you can't call it technical. If you don't know what it's like to run full speed and jump 10 feet in the air, you can't call it technical for holding. No, because some of these dudes are getting called for holding onto the rim, and it's like, oh, you can't pull up. And it's like, okay, let's calm down here. Some of this stuff has been a little bit – I don't think any – it should be egregious if you do it.
Okay, so we're all in agreement on that. We've got some Under Armour Game Changers of the Week. Okay, so I want you to give me your top players from last week, your Under Armour Game Changers of the Week. Which player or coach impressed you the most?
Oh, man, I got two. Coach, Ime Udoka, by far. Team won 6 in a row. The Rockets, they were more like, didn't have no gasoline and couldn't get out of the atmosphere. Now they're soaring in outer space. And then Tyrese Maxey, right? We all knew he was good. We didn't know he was 50-point good, but sometimes when you, you know, when you weed the garden, the roses get to grow. So he's balling out right now.
I would say, which player? I'm going to say what player impressed me the most. I'm going to say Claxton. Claxton is back for the Brooklyn Nets, mainly because their team goes up a full point when he plays, right? Like, if they're a C-minus team, they turn into a B-minus team when he's playing. Like, he's a role threat. He plays all defensive guy, like offensive rebounding. They need to shoot volume threes, and he helps create extra opportunities. So when he's not there, it could be just okay. So he's my person that if I were to say, like, you know, player of the week, he just got back last game, and I think he's gonna have a good couple of weeks.
Dude, he creates so many triggers for them. All of them, when I watch the Nets, they screen, pop out. None of them roll really hard. And then they're all kind of the same size, right? So when he's in a game, he rolls really hard. And then they have creators and shooters. When he's not in a game, it's just like...
Truth or trash. Here it is, Channing. We were talking about this when we were waiting for Richard to connect to his internet on the 17th floor. I would join thousands of people who have volunteered to let Elon Musk implant a Neuralink chip into my brain so I could communicate with people telepathically. It is now FDA approved.
Wasn't that in the Bible, like end times? Don't let people put fucking chips. Hell no. Hell to the no. You gotta be drunk.
I'm gonna be so at the far back of that line. Like, I didn't get Instagram for the first 10 years that it existed. I didn't have Instagram. I think I'm a fuck. Why the fuck would I want to be able to telepathically talk to somebody? I don't even like to talk to people fucking vocally.
if you're putting that in your brain, think about the access that people have to your privacy right now because of this. What do you think is going to happen when they have it in front of in your mind?
And they're going to collect your data. Thought. They're going to collect your data. Now your data is your brain.
Your soul. Lord,
okay, wait. So is that what the Black Mirror show?
Yes, dude. You got to watch that episode. It's crazy.
Is it? Someone literally just told me about it today.
There's an episode where, like, you can see people's likes or not likes. And in China, this is real. Like, if you jaywalk or if you don't tip,
they can send you a ticket.
Somebody literally, they can ding you for poor behavior. So if you have low behavior, you don't get access to certain things.
And it's shown. It's like a credit score. Allie. It's like a credit score.
Allie, imagine you're having a bad day, and so is someone else, and they take a video of you getting upset about something, and everyone in the world who doesn't know context goes, man, fuck Allie. Dislike, dislike, dislike. And now you got to go to jail.
Jail?
Yes. If you get enough dislikes, you got to go to jail.
What would your level be if it applied to your life right now, Channing? Where where would you fall?
Hopefully medium. I feel like I'm very nice to everybody.
You are.
For the most part. I don't have time to be mean. Don't fuck with me. I won't fuck with you. I'm just trying to sell some wine, talk hoops, kick it with my family, right? Eat good, drink good, live good. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to bother nobody. But,
speaking of our guy, Dwayne Wade, he was at the game last night and we were talking and he goes, you guys still do road tripping? How long you guys been doing that? I said, act like you don't know that we're still doing road tripping. But I kind of left thinking to myself, I watched this individual, to your point, Channing, of like, you try to be nice to everyone. Dwayne Wade does not need to say boo to anyone. No one owes anyone anything. But the amount of people that came up to him, no matter who they were, strangers or not, and he took time for each individual before the game started.
He's super nice.
I was like, that energy is just,
it's exhausting certain days, but you got to like prep yourself. Like, Richard can be an asshole and people think it's funny, but Richard's being honest. Where, like, if I'm an asshole, people think I'm just an asshole. So Richard set the standard for assholeness early. And then, you know, now I just got to be nice to everybody all the time.
I'm trying to be nice.
And then people think you're an asshole. You just got to be an asshole, Richard.
What's the recipe?
No, Richard, like Richard says snarky stuff. Richard's like Richard's biggest viral moment is when the guy was like, Richard, say hello to my wife. And Richard goes, no, don't worry about it. I'll text her. Like, that's his best viral moment.
How's y'all's text chain going? How's y'all's text chain doing?
That's great.
The team text chain.
You know, we're talking about, and this is, we got to talk about real stuff. That move by Chris Paul was very dirty last night. And nobody's talking about it. And I'm just going to be honest. That was wildly dirty if you watch that clip.
On Conley?
Yeah. And Mike Conley's the nicest freaking human on the earth. Even when he plays, he goes, that's really good defense. Good job. And then next time he'll bust your ass. He'll be like, I can shoot my right.
Yeah, there's no, like, you're diving forward and jumping to the side.
Yeah, it's just like on people's
knees.
Was this
discussed on the text chain? Is that why we're talking? Is this...
No. I brought it up. Oh. I was like, man, that's wildly dirty. Anybody else in the league, it would have been a big, huge deal. And yeah. It should be a big deal. That you can't do that to anyone.
Well, it was also, you remember when Solomon Hill dove after the ball on LeBron's ankles? Like, and it was like, you don't do that. Same with, you know, the Steph Curry thing. Both, like, when Steph Curry rolled his ankle, I think it was maybe Marcus Smart.
It was Marcus Smart.
And so if you go look at both of those, and people were talking about those were kind of dirty or you don't do that, which I think the Solomon Hill one is more of like he was doing extra stuff. It wasn't dirty. It was like he's diving after a ball, but that's part of it. The Chris Paul one is like, there's like a, I'm going forward, then I'm going to go to the side into him to try and draw a foul. I was like, bro, yeah. So I just think that when you go back and look at them, it's like if people were critical of those.
Yeah. It's the truth. And he has a little history too, you know, punching wee-wees and stuff. hey, listen, you know. When you're a perpetual wee-wee puncher, it is what it is.
Get him, dick puncher.
Get him, dick puncher.
Is his name Chris Paul? Dick puncher's name is Chris Paul.
It's nothing like grown-ass seven-foot men referring to it as wee-wees. Steph Curry makes you believe you can do anything, and the Curry 11s are specifically designed with ultimate bounce, grip, and stability to allow everyone to do their thing. New generations of ballplayers are coming up and showing the basketball world that the old rules do not apply. The future is exciting, fast, positive, and hungry. This NBA season, rock with your favorite player and rep his shoes on and off the court. The Curry 11s are perfect for both the committed and casual ballers. The UA Warp Tech makes the shoe feel like it was designed for your feet, locked in no matter what you do on the court. Stop in your tracks with dual density UA, flow cushioning and traction. It's an emergency brake you don't even notice. Steph's 11th signature shoe steps into the second decade of his sneaker career, pulling colorway inspiration from the wonders of a positive and modernized future on and off the court. Take these kicks with you when you leave the scrimmage and rep Under Armour wherever you go. So, do your thing. Change the game. The Curry 11 Future Curry is available now at currybrand.com. I have officially experienced an in-season tournament game. You guys have been covering it. Richard, my God, you're the face of it. What do you guys like most about the in-season tournament? One thing you like the most, one thing you would change if you could. I will say it's pretty epic. It's pretty dope. I'm a fan.
I think it's fucking tight. Yeah. And because I work on Friday, so it makes every week tight.
What helps,
Yeah, it helps a lot, right? One, I like that you could tell the players know that something's different, right? And they're starting to catch on. And, like, you could tell the better players in the league, like Joel Embiid or LeBron or who else made something, Steph or these guys, read the rules so that they know they give themselves a chance to win. Also, Allie, is your hair purple today?
No.
This is bothering
me. It's the light. In the
video. Gosh, is that just a...
It's the light.
Is that a background or is that like a filter?
No, it's a background.
It's a background.
She's is it really the background? It looks like a filler.
Yeah.
Is she a princess background. House? Oh, that looks like a, that's a really cool filter. Look at that.
It's not a filter.
Lighting.
It's a background and it's lights.
That's a cool background. You know what I would have made, fun, made it better? Is if each game was in a different city. So like an off city.
They are in different cities.
No. Not meaning like their main city.
He's saying like Louisville or Nashville or.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That would like actually be really cool.
Right? Yeah. Like in between places. Smart. Right? Where it would be hard. But imagine the college atmosphere. It would take a lot more time. But I think if they're only playing a certain amount of games, adding that little bit, it's going to build the NBA game. Right? Because people in, I don't know, Montana never, they're not going to get a basketball team.
Yeah.
Right? But imagine
they probably
would be if the Blazers.
Don't do that. Don't do that, what? Channy, don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that. Don't suggest some place that's going to potentially make me have to fucking go.
Yo,
there.
Have you ever been to Montana?
No, I want to.
One of the most iconic coaches has retired in Montana. It's beautiful. You would love Montana.
Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. I'm not saying these places are not beautiful. I'm saying, do I want to be traveling to Montana in the middle of the season? The answer is no.
You could go hang out with the buffalo, you would. By the way, Channing, that is such a genius idea. You know what they could do? They could choose that quarterfinal game as one of those spots because the semi and the championship is in Vegas, obviously, but the quarterfinals are not. So quarterfinal game, but also the ESPN games, the nationally televised games on Friday, those could be good.
Totally. Think about like Nashville, right? Everyone's like, "Oh, why are they in Memphis?
Wait,
why
not you guys keep how you guys really quickly here? Those are the fucking games I work. Let's slow down with the fucking
it's
experiments.
Sorry,
of my
you wouldn't want to go to Nashville,
Mexico City. Have you ever played in Anchorage, Alaska? I think they would do one of the Friday games there.
You fit in really good there. You'd fit in great there.
Yeah, it's dude, like, come on. Are you guys acknowledging what you're saying right now?
Yeah,
we're ignoring
you. That's why I'm a studio guy. I go to one
studio. Okay, I have a good one for you guys. We only have 10 more minutes, so let's end this on a fun note. I don't know if you guys saw this, but truth or trash, or really just a question, would you walk the city streets if you knew a lion was loose? Yesterday, a lion escaped from the circus in Italy near Rome. It was spotted walking the streets and was loose for at least 5 hours before being sedated and captured. Would you guys walk?
Five. I saw this. 5 hours that thing was loose?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Everybody in that town is smart. They saw it was inside. Like, listen, that street is yours, buddy. If I had a dog or a cat, listen, we all going in here like Noah's Ark. We all in the house.
Yo, I saw
straight lockdown.
No, first of all, if there was a cat that big walking around Los Angeles, California, I might not walk around New York City. Yeah, I might not walk. That's just, I'm not going outside. I'm not going outside anywhere until they're all found. By the way, I did watch these videos on the snow leopard. These snow leopards will come and like steal dogs. They steal dogs.
Like, I've seen a coyote, and that's a little skinny dog.
You call that a skinny dog?
I'm like, nah, that's yours. You could have outside. I'll be inside with the AC.
That would eat your soul to shreds. Truth or trash, KD 38, LeBron 32 on Friday against one another was the best one-on-one matchup of the year so far.
Ooh. Yeah. So far, it's early. That I haven't seen two games, and again, those guys aren't even really going off. 38 and 30 is not going off for them. It was just a good game, but yeah, stars delivering. They delivered.
Yeah, I guess so. Suns are in trouble. Unfortunately,
Suns are in trouble.
Yeah, I just it's choppy. It's a lot. I won't say in trouble. That's too much. The Suns, I'm a little worried unless they make moves. They got good pieces. I don't know if all those pieces work. That's just me. I hope they do for the Suns, but I don't see it.
Let's end on this one. What's your guilty pleasure TV show that might surprise our audience?
This anime show called Demon Slayer. So tight. It is so tight. That or what is the, where the people, it's old people usually watch this, where it's like, oh, this blanket is really worth $500,000. The Antique Roadshow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Antique Roadshow.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they, yeah, I like that one. No, that's not what it's called. I watched that with the kids. That's not what I'm thinking. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
What
you know
is
what
yours?
You know what mine is?
What?
That show on TLC where...
Hi, Richard.
That show on TLC where people eat their couch.
Oh, dude. The, like, bad habit? Like, people, like, I eat rocks or I eat chalk?
Yeah.
Dude, it's...
I'm going to spare us all. His internet, please. Sucked. That's another edition of Road Trippin'. We're done.
Yes.